Welcome to the Voices of Gremlin, a digital oral history podcast, a series exploring the rich history of Gremlin State University, the city of Gremlin, and the people who make it. This podcast is a collaboration project between students and faculty of the History Department of Gremlin State University, as well as faculty from the University of Arkansas. This season of the Voices of Gremlin, a digital oral history project, has been made possible in part by a grant from the Mississippi River Delta Initiative, Miss Delta, and funded by the Gulf Research Program of National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine. Previous funding was provided by the Louisiana Endowment for Humanities, the National Endowment for the Humanities in the partnership with the Social Science Research Council, and the LaPage Center for the History and the Public Interest of Villanova University. Any views, findings, conclusions, or recommendations expressed by this podcast do not necessarily represent those of the funders or the producers of the podcast.
I have the honor of interviewing former mayor, the Honorable Martha Woodard Andrus of Grambling, Louisiana, who was the mayor at the time of Hurricane Katrina. Greetings, Mayor Andrus.
Good morning.
Do you recall the arrival of Grambling's first evacuees from Hurricane Katrina?
I do recall the arrival of the evacuees. However, some probably were here before I knew it because they had relatives here in Grambling and they just came up. But when I was first formally informed that they were here, I was able to greet some of them, yes.
Do you have any idea or do you know where they came from?
Most of them came from New Orleans and the New Orleans area around in and around New Orleans. Some were from other places traveling with their families. But, you know, when people evacuate, sometimes they'll bring all of their cousins and family with them.
Right.
But most of them were from the New Orleans area.
Did Grambling have any supports in place, or did the area have any supports or services in place for the first evacuees and when it was realized that more would be needed?
No, we didn't have anything in place because we had never experienced anything like a hurricane. We were familiar with things like the tornadoes, but not a hurricane, and we didn't have any protocol or anything in place. But we soon were asked to join in with Ruston to help out their efforts. And that's when we really got involved in the rescue of people from New Orleans.
So how did the community come together for hurricane relief?
First, we involved the Joy Fund Committee. And they began to solicit funds and housing and food and clothing for the evacuees. The churches, as well as some of the sororities and fraternities, were contacted, and they helped with the Joy Fund, raising awareness of the needs of the people that were here. They started to bring in clothing, food, and things that people needed when you are displaced from your home.
Did the city coordinate any relief efforts with any federal agencies? I know you mentioned the first efforts were in working with the city of Ruston.
Yes, that's as far as federal relief. We didn't get anything, any help with federal funding or anything like that until after the catastrophe was over and after our efforts had been completed. But during the time, we coordinated most of our efforts with Ruston, and most of it was done by the Joy Fund.
What about Grambling State University? Did the city partner with the university in any relief efforts?
No, I know that the university did have some space on campus that they housed some students for a while. We mostly worked with community people that came up. Those students that came up and stayed on campus for a little while, and then they were able to go back. But we were working a little bit long term with the community people who came up from New Orleans, the families. who were not housed on campuses or anything, and they stayed for a while.
Do you know what happened to those displaced residents, those who relocated here?
Some came on a temporary basis, and, you know, they were gone. When they got ready to go back home, we had a big picnic at the city park for them. But then some stayed as long as maybe 6 months or a year. Some of them joined churches, joined our church. I know we had some that worked at our church. Some of them stayed for a while, and we have a few that still live in Gremlin that came up during that time from Hurricane Katrina.
Do you recall if any of the city's relief efforts led to the creation of any lasting relief initiatives to be put in place in the city for future hurricanes or natural disasters or any other type of disasters?
It made us aware that there was some things that needed to put in place for natural disasters. We haven't done anything as far as funding or anything like that, but I did take some courses to learn a little bit more and get more skills in rescue. Nothing formal, but I think we are more prepared now than we were at that time.
Do you feel that Grambling as a community and a city was transformed or altered due to Hurricane Katrina?
Yes, even though we don't live in the New Orleans area, we do get a lot of our food supplies, our like fresh seafood and shrimp and all of that kind of thing from the Gulf, where this was the greatest impact was felt from Hurricane Katrina. And we have relatives and friends and family members who work in the Gulf and who work in the oil and shipping industry. And so that storm had very wide effects, not only on South Louisiana, but on North Louisiana as well, and probably throughout the nation because of what they supply in the shipping area down there.
What about our community?
I think so, because, like I said, we had not experienced anything like Katrina before. It made us aware that we are safe from hurricanes, but you always have to be prepared to help your neighbors. And I think it gave us a more cooperative spirit and a more giving spirit in the community, because people, you can't imagine the amount of clothing and food supplies that people brought and donated for the people that were here from New Orleans.
What do you see as the impact of the coastal area or the coastal region and the city citizens of Grambling? I know you've previously mentioned about the seafood, but what do you see as an impact with regard to these, I'll refer to them as natural occurrences or these environmental events?
Well, there's always an impact, kind of like trickle-down effect of these disasters in the Gulf. When there's a storm in the Gulf, usually we see the price of gas going up. You have loss of jobs, like when there is a storm or something. Our residents who work in the area, they lose employment. And it affects our tax revenues. Those people who own homes here, who have to purchase goods and bring in local food supplies, as I said earlier. There is, when we look at the coastal areas, there's an impact of storms on those areas. And the land is slowly being eroded and washed away. And those people who live there and work there sometimes have to come to North Louisiana to find jobs because they lose their employment there, and that affects this area as well. Also, during the time of Katrina, there were people here that had skills that the community could use. It wasn't a one-way street because some of them were able to do things in the community that we didn't have people skilled to do. And they were hired for the time that they were here. We did provide jobs for some of the people that were here. So it wasn't just a one-way street with Grambling, so say, shelling out everything. Some people worked while they were here and were able to make contributions to the community. As I said earlier, too, some joined churches. I remember one particular lady sang in the choir at my church, and we really enjoyed having that family here.
They were here for a number of years, I believe, before she went back to New Orleans.
Right. As I said earlier, some residents are still here. So we gained some population, I guess you could say.
Mayor Andrus, I want to thank you for this time and your interview. This is Yanice Days, Department of History, Grambling State University.
You've been listening to the Voices of Grambling, a digital oral history podcast, a production of the students and the faculty of Grambling State University History Department, along with the faculty of University of Arkansas. Be sure to listen into one of our other episodes, and if you have a voice you would like to share or have a nomination for a voice that needs to be heard, feel free to contact the History Department for more information.